This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Hello, I'm Diane Robertson, Associate Minister at Seattle Unity. I'm here at our WeWork offices in South Lake Union. We are a welcoming spiritual community in the heart of Seattle, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. I want to invite you now to affirm with me our statement of being as our opening. And so, taking a deep breath in, centering in this moment wherever you are, as we affirm together. There is one power and one presence in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence. Breathing in that truth, knowing that truth for yourself and in your life. I have a few announcements to share with you today. The first is a building update. Yes, progress continues to be made. Graystar's general contractor is out on the site continuing to work there. This month, they will be pouring level one of our new building with all of the embeds. And what that means is all of the openings for the structural steel, the mechanical, and the electrical. We are on track for CBAE, our general contractor, to begin construction September 1st of this year. I invite you to find out about more updates on our website and continue to affirm our building prayer together as we hold this project and the process for the highest and the best unfolding. I also want to invite you to join with us with our spirit groups who continue to meet online. And you can find out more about all of those on our website, again, at seattleunity.org. I want to introduce one in particular, Emoja, who meets on the second Thursday of each month. And if you would like information about joining Emoja's group, you can contact Gail Crumpton. We have a special message from her, and then following that, music by our guest musician, Jimmy Harrod.
Hello, everyone. I pray that you are well and safe wherever you are in the community. My name is Gail Crumpton, and I am a facilitator for the Emoja Study Group, one of the many spirit groups at Seattle Unity Church. Emoja meets every month on the second Thursday at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Emoja is open to everyone, and I invite you to come and participate and worship with us as we continue to grow and learn and expand on our spiritual journey. Over the next few months, the Emoja Group will be reading the book The Healing Wisdom of Africa by Maladoma Patrice Somme, as we explore the intersection of African spirituality with Christianity and other philosophies. If you are interested in participating, go to Seattle Unity website, click Spirit Groups, look for my name, Gail Crumpton, to send me an email, and I will send you a link to the meeting. I look forward to hearing from you. Love and blessings. Namaste.
Hi, this is Jimmy Harrod, and I'm very happy to be singing for you all today at Unity Church.
Heading up the hill, you can hold my hand. See there in the distance is another land where people just like you and just like me live in the promise of equality. Heading up the hill that was always there, where fairness fails, the trees of bounty all may share, where people just like you and just like me live in the promise of equality. It's something we can have, it's something that's not new today. Maybe if you open your eyes, you can see it could have always been this way, heading up the hill past complicity. You'll have to lift your heels and pave the road to see how people just like you and just like me live in the promise of equality. It's something we can have, something that's not new today. Maybe if you open your eyes, you can see it could have always been this way. Heading up the hill past complicity, you have to lift your heels and pave the road to see how people just like you, just like me, live in the promise of equality, live beyond the so-called American dream.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now we prepare for meditation, getting comfortable wherever you are, being fully present, listening in to your breath as we prepare for a meditation by Andrea Carino. And if you're comfortable closing your eyes for the next few minutes, just allowing the sounds to move through you, perhaps breathing into and letting go of any tension, centering in your body in this moment. Thank you.
country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every inside, let freedom ring. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening sky. Loud as a rolling sea, sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. New day begun. Let us march on till victory is won.
Hello. Today I want to explore an idea, a question of what it means to be patriotic. And of course, I think about this often and it comes up, and I thought it quite appropriate during this 4th of July weekend. But I think about it often, especially in light of our spiritual principles, in light of my spiritual beliefs and ideas. So I want to begin first with our second unity principle, which is that all people are inherently divine. Yes, that means the family member that you love and the one that drives you crazy. It means your best friend and the person that annoys you. It means all the people that look like you and all the people that don't. It means the people that have more wealth and those that have less. It means that neighbor that believes similarly as you do, and that person in the other state that votes differently. All of us, equally divine. And so I often ask this question for myself of, if this is my truth, what does it mean to be patriotic? And we know in our Declaration of Independence that the very foundation of it states that all people are created equal. And yes, I know, originally it said men, but collectively over the last centuries, we the people have defined that and redefined it to mean all humans are created equal. And in this country, deserving of equal opportunities and freedoms and rights and safety and protection. And so how do we reconcile sometimes these ideals that we have in light of what we see is not living up to those ideals? Some of my earliest memories of 4th of July were, of course, family holidays. And often for 4th of July, Oakland A's Coliseum in the Bay Area would have a huge fireworks display. And my family, we would get in the car and we would drive down to the estuary that was adjacent or nearby the Coliseum. And along with hundreds of other cars, we would line up to watch the fireworks. And if we weren't there, we were watching them somewhere else and listening to music. My mom was a fan of 4th of July, as she was with all holidays. She even had 4th of July stickers, and people that know her know about her stickers. She loved Lee Greenwood's song, God Bless America, and most people would know it by the refrain, I'm proud to be an American. She was, to me, patriotic, yet as I got older, I'm not quite sure really what that meant, and I wish I could go back in time and sit down with her and ask her deeper questions about what it meant to her to be patriotic. She believed in voting and being active in our democracy. Her father had served in the Navy, so I have hints of maybe where the roots of patriotism came for her. But as I got older as a teen, I started, as I said, to bump up against some opposition to this idea of patriotism. And I think it often can be because of the way that it's used. That term is sometimes seen to say that we're better than you are, that our country is better than that other country over there. It starts to feel like us and them, which has never really set well alongside my spiritual principles and the spiritual basis and foundation where all of us are equal and valued equally. And I think one of the most clarifying ideas for me is when I started to hear the difference between patriotism and nationalism. And I think sometimes the two get conflated or used synonymously. And I was grateful there was actually an episode of Madam Secretary that brilliantly described this difference and distinction between these two terms. So I have to give credit to the writers of that series, Barbara Hall and David Gray. But they talk about in there, the main character, she gives a speech talking about the difference between patriotism and nationalism. And nationalism is a perversion of patriotism. They're not the same thing. And what they describe it as, nationalism is not the same as patriotism. It is a perversion of patriotism. Patriotism is about building each other up and embracing our diversity as the source of our nation's strength. So I just want to read that again, because for me, it made a lot of sense. Patriotism is about building each other up and embracing our diversity as the source of our nation's strength. And this is a definition of patriotism I can get behind, because it's about a love of place, a love of our home that we share together with other people. It's about dreaming and creating together collectively. But it's about building one another up without needing to tear anyone else down or any other country down. I find this paradox comes into play as well in so many ways when I think of the ways that our country shows up in the world. And so I am so grateful for our service members that give their dedication and their service to our country, for their sacrifice and those that serve honorably, while still at times being ashamed of certain actions committed in our name overseas. And so again, this paradox, this seeming contradiction. Robert Longley went on to talk about patriotism and the difference from nationalism. And he talked about patriotism in this way. He says, few countries survive and prosper without some degree of patriotic feelings among their people. A love of country and shared pride bring the people together, helping them endure challenges. Without shared patriotic beliefs, colonial Americans may not have chosen to travel the road to independence from England. More recently, patriotism brought the American people together to overcome the Great Depression and achieve victory in World War II. Again, patriotism as an idea is a unifying force, something that builds up and pulls us together, draws us together collectively. I know that I can feel challenged with what I see in our society, and I feel that others probably have similar feelings about it. And so what does it mean to live our ideals and spiritual principles of valuing all people, yet not seeing that equal treatment everywhere? And how do we reconcile this with the idea of being patriotic? I am proud, for instance, of the progress made for voting rights for all people. And over the centuries, through the 15th, 19th, and 24th Amendments, through the Snyder Act and the 1965 Voting Rights Act, voting rights have been established for women and African Americans and Native Americans. Yet, I am also frustrated by the prevalent voting discrimination that exists today. In 2013, the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act. The very purpose of the Voting Rights Act is to protect minorities from voter discrimination. And it is harder today for African Americans, Latinx, and lower income citizens to have a right to vote and have access to voting. So to me, being patriotic also means to look at how we are not fully living and expressing the ideals set forth in our founding documents. To be able and willing to look at the inequity that exists. And Ibram X. Kendi gives the definition of racial inequity is when two or more racial groups are not standing on approximately equal footing. Just a few examples of this. He cites a 2014 statistic that showed 71% of white American families lived in owner-occupied homes, compared to 45% of Latinx families and 41% of Black families. And this doesn't even speak to indigenous people who cannot own land on the reservations that they supposedly have rights to. Inequity and inequality looks like the 2 million Native Americans who have the highest poverty rate of any racial group, 2 times the national average. Inequity and inequality looks like the statistic that 25%, that African Americans are 25% more likely to get cancer, and that infant mortality is 2.3 times higher for Black infants versus white infants. And so how do we justify patriotism in the face of this? Well, again, I think being patriotic is to call these inequalities and inequities out. It's to stand up when we see that all people are not being treated equally and that the systems are not level. It is not a level playing field. And we have much to grow in. This tension between our ideals and what we aspire to and how we're actually showing up and living them. If we look at it through unity metaphysics, I want to just take a sidestep here and see it through this longer lens of this arc of time over centuries and many lifetimes, and this experiment that we're all in together of this nation's democracy and society that is continually evolving. It began first as a creative and divine idea, and then it is being manifest continually through our efforts, each one of us. We each have a responsibility to bring that divine idea that was planted as a seed in our founding documents and bring it into fruition in the brightest and best possible way. And every time an additional American voice is added into the collective, there's additional creativity and wisdom and strength and value that is brought forward and the opportunity for that. And when we do not create space for all voices to be heard equally, we are losing out on that particular channel of the divine, of that particular creative expression of that individual human being. And so this creative process that we're in together as a nation is taking those divine ideas that were part of our founding documents and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and everything since then that has worked to bring more equality and more rights to all people. Those individuals that wrote and signed their names to the Declaration of Independence were imperfect humans, as we all are. They, however, brought forth divine ideas as the spiritual voice, as spiritual beings, as we all are. As part of God, as part of the divine, we all have access to that. And so while the vessels might be imperfect in certain ways, we need to be open to hearing the divine ideas that come through each of us and each one. In this giant jumble of our divine ideal and how things are actually appearing today as less than that, something that comes to mind is this idea of paradox. And paradox is that ability to hold the opposites, to hold space for the opposites, to hold the polarities of all life, as Carl Jung described. And Jung described paradox as one of our greatest spiritual possessions. And I believe a true necessity to be able to hold a larger container for what is possible, to neither ignore what's not working, nor to get lost in what is not working. We need to be able to hold both, to celebrate our successes and still call out the places where we're not fully yet manifesting the ideal that we all know is possible. So paradox looks like we are all whole and perfect in this moment as a spiritual truth. And we all have plenty of room to grow as individuals and as a nation. So let us lean into this idea of paradox as we ask, what does patriotism look like? Patriotism centered in spiritual principle looks like standing for what needs to change, calling out injustices, and everyone taking a part and leveling the playing field so that all can pursue happiness equally with equal freedoms and safety. Patriotism centered in spiritual principle looks like celebrating the ways that we do this well and the successes that we have together. And I want to take just a few moments to celebrate some of these in the way that they show up through inventions. And thousands have contributed to the creativity and inventions over the centuries within this country. But I want to take a moment and just highlight some of the African Americans and immigrants who maybe sometimes are not as well known for their achievements and all that they have contributed to this country. Just one example. So I know many are probably familiar that Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. However, I'm not sure if as many people are aware that Lewis Latimer, that was a son of runaway slaves, actually invented a carbon filament for the light bulb. And without that carbon filament, the light bulb would only burn for a few hours. So his invention was as important as Edison's. Born in Puerto Rico, American Olga D. Gonzalez Sanabria was granted a U.S. patent for a special type of alkaline battery and became the highest ranking Hispanic at NASA's Glenn Research Center in 2002. Ellen Ochoa from California has several optic-related patents and was the first Hispanic woman to go to space when she served a 9-day mission aboard the shuttle Discovery in 1993. Born in Argentina, American Julio C. Palmas was granted over 40 patents. He was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2006. Un Wang, a Chinese-born American computer scientist, founded Wang Laboratories and has over 35 patents crucial to digital information technology. Tuan Vo Dinh, who immigrated to the US from Vietnam, has 23 patents related to optical diagnostic equipment. Refrigerated trucks, invented by African-American Frederick McKinley. Every time you step into an elevator and see those automatic elevator doors, you might think of African-American inventor Alexander Miles. And the list goes on. Thousands of Americans all contributing their creativity when given the opportunity to express it. To me, being patriotic means consciously participating in our society. Each day, redefining what that means to be patriotic in the ways that I show up, in the same way that I ask, how do my spiritual principles inform what it means to be patriotic and to live that? My dad, who had a green card and was not a US citizen, could not vote. Yet, as soon as my sister and I were old enough, he made sure that we registered to vote. And every election, he would ask us, did you vote? It's important that you vote. He was active in his plasterers union. And so even though my dad was not a US citizen, he was patriotic. He was as patriotic as my mom, even if it looked differently for him. Of course, he also loved Canada Day and the Canadian national anthem. So my invitation for all of us as we move forward is to look at the ways that we are patriotic and that we can be patriotic. And what does that actually mean for you? How do we inform our patriotism with our spiritual principles? To value all people equally, to see each one as the inherent, divine, perfect human being that they are, and therefore equal to receiving all that everyone else does. So we just want to invite us to go into prayer for a few minutes and just anchor this by taking a breath and asking the question, what does it mean to be patriotic? How is this informed by our spiritual principles? How do you define it for yourself? In what ways are you called and guided to show up today and tomorrow and next week? Being that presence of spirit, being the voice of spirit, speaking for the ideals set forth in the founding of this country. How are each one of us moving that more fully into fruition, into manifestation? through our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Remaining centered in the knowingness that we are all equally valued and valuable. And so let us go forward to be instruments of spirit, bringing that more fully into our world, into our nation, into our communities, into our lives. And for this awareness, we are grateful. Blessings to you.
I'm Robin. I serve as an alternate on the Seattle Unity Board of Trustees. We have come to a time in our service where we practice the law of giving and receiving through generosity. We are grateful for your continued support of Seattle Unity. You may text the give, the number is on the screen. You may also consider setting up a recurring donation or joining Amazon Smile. You can go to our website, seattleunity.org, to get more information on how to do any of those things. I invite you at this time to hold your gift in your mind and in your heart as we affirm together. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness, and I receive with gratitude. We dedicate and consecrate these gifts to the will, the work, and the way of the living spirit of truth. May each gift return to the giver a millionfold. We are so grateful for your generosity and the divine abundance that flows through in each and every one of us. Amen. What a wonderful service. I now invite you to join in with our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Amen. Have a wonderful day.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys.